the rest of the story. Americans, you've heard and read a lot of stories about boat people and about Southeast Asian refugees. One more? Please, just one more. Siri, S-I-R-I, was 12 and an orphan, was found wandering a jungle in Thailand before being rescued and brought to the United States. Now, I hesitate to use the word rescued because months later she was still in detention in Syracuse, New York, not in a foster home, not anything of the kind, in a cell, a concrete enclosure with little likelihood of imminent assimilation into American society. For her own good, authorities insisted. And we will not debate that point, because shortly after her incarceration here, in the middle of the night, when nobody else was there to watch, Siri, again, that's spelled S-I-R-I, Siri, began drawing. Having no pencils, just holding a pebble, she began drawing pictures on the concrete floor of her cell, and one morning, David Guswa, an attendant at the facility, noticed the drawings. David was no artist, let alone an art critic, but immediately he recognized something remarkable in Siri's artwork. "Who taught you to draw?" he asked. And Siri's pretty eyes stared into his for a moment, but then she turned away. And the following day, David visited Siri again, this time carrying a sketch pad under his arm, and he sat cross-legged in front of her on the cell floor. He opened the pad and held out a pencil. "Take it," he said. Siri took the pencil, and as though she had done so all of her young life, she put the pencil to the pad and began to draw. Now, these are not harsh, primitive drawings, as one might have expected to emerge from the backwoods of Thailand, but rather sweeping and delicate arcs, elegant lines. A minute later, maybe less than a minute, the drawing was complete, and David was gazing down at it wide-eyed and utterly awed. Over the months that followed, David let Siri experiment in various artistic media, brush on canvas, charcoal, crayon, and in each, this obviously talented Thai teenager brought forth amazing results. David made no attempt to teach her, nor to suggest subject matter. He merely allowed her to work as she wished. And when Siri had produced more than 200 drawings and paintings, he took her portfolio to a number of qualified experts for an objective evaluation. He said nothing about her being a Thai refugee. He simply submitted the artwork, and here are some of the responses. Alan and Beatrix Gardner, authorities in the field, quote, "a significant achievement." Jerome Witkin, renowned painter and art professor, quote, "very lyrical, very beautiful, just incredible." William de Kooning, the world's leading abstract expressionist painter, quote, "damned talented." After these and other examining authorities learned the artist's background, the responses were even more enthusiastic, more incredulous. "Now we learn that many, if not most, of Siri's Asian kinfolk are similarly artistically prodigious, and that raises a question that many of us don't want to have answered." You see, most experts now concur, if some of them reluctantly, that Siri's artwork, whether you or I would admire it, that Siri's artwork demonstrates organization and purpose and artistic intent, which was once attributed exclusively to the human race, yet which humans may have learned at the dawn of their own time from Siri's ancestors, for Siri is an elephant, and now you know the rest of the story.